So you remember I mentioned we're going to start doing a speakers bureau, presentations out in the community, and I'm getting ready to do that. And I hear about the grass fire they had out in White City, and it brought a lot of things to the front of my brain, and I'm going to share those with you as soon as we're done with the music. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Survival Beyond the Bug Out Bag. I'm your host, Bill Bateman, and I'm one of the team here at Refuse to Be a Victim Personal Protection Training. We're located in the Medford White City area of Southern Oregon. And in fact, in White City on Tuesday, due to the lightning strikes, and I don't know how it is in your area, but here we're seeing a lot of afternoon thunderstorms and rain in some cases, and that's a lot of lightning strikes all over the area, and those are quick grass fires. So, boom, it happened on White City. Prompt action, got it knocked down. It was fortunately not as bad as it could have been. But the Sheriff's Department, being proactive as they are, and thank them for that, they decided that it was going to come around and knock on doors and clear people out in case that thing got out of control. And that's exactly what needs to be done. The point it brought home for me, I'm doing these Speakers Bureau events, and one of them's coming up at the Ashland Senior Center on the 28th of this month. I'm going to put the address and the phone number there in case you would like to attend. You're cordially invited. Their course is no charge, and I'm gearing these presentations for senior citizens because this is a senior center. So, again, I invite you to give them a call, reserve your space. That's the only thing that they ask, is that you let them know you're coming so they can put out enough chairs. This brought me to the realization I have been going through my bug out bag, which I'm going to take to the demonstration to show people, and sheriff's knocking on your door, boom, boom, boom. How fast could you get out of your house? If you've got 2 minutes to go, do you have everything where you need it? Or would you be trying to put things in bags at the last minute? It's an interesting situation. I, in my bag, have literally poured everything out, cataloged the items, moved some things in, moved some things to a secondary bag because my wife and I will both be carrying an item, made some changes. Looking at short-term food like granola bars or protein bars or whatever you want to call them, what is available, what can I eat, what should I be eating, what's going to keep me, I would say, full or happy. Looking at picking this stuff up and getting it to the car. And the big thing, have you taken time to put those important documents we've talked about? The insurance papers, the phone numbers, the policies, the land deeds, whatever you have. Most of this stuff should be in the safety deposit box. If you don't have that, if you've taken things out of your safe, we at our home have gathered all the important stuff together. We have also put it online as far as policy numbers, agents' names, who to call, locations of this, that, and the other. So if there's an emergency event, where should we be looking? I can promise you, having been through this before, the thought process is going to be pretty, pretty confused. There's going to be a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot of stress. So making this as easy for yourself as you can in the beginning is exactly what you need to be doing. You'll notice if you look at your calendar, normally these pop out on Monday. Well, it is a Thursday, and in looking at the way these lightning strikes are going, I mean, it's exciting to, you know, lightning flashes and you count to see how long it takes for the thunder, and that tells you how far the thunder cell is located from you. Basic seventh grade math. But if lightning is striking all over the area, and there's a possibility you're going to have to go quickly, are you ready? Is your bug out bag in the condition that you could pick it up, walk out the door, and be confident you had what you need. I will admit to you, and that's the reason I'm making this right now, we are working on hours here, as I mentioned, for the Speakers Bureau presentation we're doing, and I don't think mine is. I am currently, as it's all over the den, I'm currently rebuilding my bag, and that's good because you do it every season anyway. At least you should. Bug out bags for the winter months are going to contain different items than they will for the summer months, and I had been in the process of transitioning, making sure I had the correct items for the correct season, and I realized I'm dinging myself on emergency food. We have the pre-work done on important documents. We have the pre-work done on gathering things in the home, like passports and things that we could need, our shot records, our medical information. All of that stuff is up to date. But short-term food, short-term water, and looking at some of those things that we're going to need at the first aid level. I got into a big philosophical discussion with myself, actually. It's a pity you missed it. Looking at what you take for first aid. Now, I have my trauma kit. Major injuries. I renewed my trauma certifications. I'm looking at all the things you need in the event of somebody, like, get jabbed on a piece of rebar. Ouch. But what do we have in the average first aid kit? We took a look at the first aid kit at the range that we have, and I noticed that it needed to be updated, needed to be first refilled. Those supplies get consumed. Somebody gets a cut, you take out a Band-Aid, some antiseptic. Okay, that's used up. So proper maintenance of not only the first aid kit where you work, and I'm sure hopefully there's somebody in charge of that, but the proper maintenance of the first aid kit that you have in your bug out bag, as well as what you have in your home. I've come up a little, I've lightened up on the idea of the boo-boo kit, and that is the Band-Aids, the insect bite, the sunscreen. Sunscreen is so vital during the summer months. I replenished my stock of that. If you're going to be outside and you don't happen to grab your hat or you're not going to be in the shade, you're definitely going to want sunscreen. Looking at the type of bandages I have, looking at the way I deal with wound closures. Now, prior to that, there are some temporary wound closure methods I have been using. They're like an advanced idea of the Zeri strip. They kind of pull the skin together and help the wound close. But there are now liquid bandages. This whole discussion came along. We had a handyman working here at the house, and he cut his hand, being handy, and it ended up, he just reached in his kit, he had some super glue, and we cleaned the wound, and he just put a little super glue on it. He was fine. Super glue hurts. He was quite clear on it's not his first choice. We offered him some other things, but he had his protocols established. So looking into liquid bandages, that's something I want to do a whole episode on next time. They go from something you'd get at the drugstore for $3 to $4 to some very advanced stuff that is good, actually has a post-surgical application. Naturally, there are some of these products that are going to require training. I'm not going into detail on that because there is a lot of detail that is involved, but I do want you to consider what's in your first aid kit, both for the little ouch, ooh, what the heck happened here, the little cuts and scrapes you're going to get, bee stings, looking at issues of personal hygiene, not only cleaning a wound, but cleaning yourself. If you're out away from plumbing and you're going out into bushes, you're going to have to make sure your hands are clean, because that's also your eating utensils. It can get pretty grody out there in the wilds in an emergency. So what are you going to carry to get your hands clean? Are you going to go with the hand sanitizing gel? Are you going to have wet wipes? Are you going to have some of the special things made for campers? Again, this is a full section I'm planning for the next couple of weeks. So basically, my message for this week is, let's take a look at what you've got in your kit, and make sure it's up to date, because it is happening. It happened this week. Officials come to your door, knock on the door, and you gotta go, and you gotta go now. When you get to the car, or when you get to the bus, or whenever you're gonna get to, are you gonna have what you need? Now is a perfect wake-up call. Go through that list of supplies, not only granola bars and bandages, but things like aftermath documents. What arrangements have you made? Will Cousin Bob or will your son or will your parents know where to find you after an event? I know we have gone to texts. My sister in Illinois knows when she reads the story about Ashland and Medford in that area that she should look for a text for me at a certain time of the day. We know the phone lines are probably going to get jammed up. Now is a perfect time. This was a great positive reminder. Yes, quick action by our first responders, and thank you every day for the work you men and women do. I also want to think it's our responsibility to be ready. So look at your kits. Look at what you've got in the car. Are you keeping your gas tank at half or better? Going out there and looking at your gas gauge in an emergency situation and seeing the red light on with 30 miles left. Uh-oh, that's definitely not the time to have to make a gas station stop. So if you can take a few minutes now, it's going to save you hours of anguish later. Look at your first aid kit, look at your backpack, look at your car supplies, look at your medical situation, and let's make sure you are ready the next time that knock at the door shows up. Also, I want to remind you, we have a class coming up. It is the second Saturday of the month, and a concealed carry class. There are a few spaces. Reach out. The number's on the website. Give Phil and CJ a call. They are more than happy to have you in a class. And take a look at some of the other things we've got going on. Also, take a look at the information we're posting from the Oregon Firearms Federation and the information on the court case currently running concerning Measure 114. A lot of disheartening information, a lot of good news, but that is a full episode as well. So this is just a little reminder, kind of a little tap on the shoulder about preparation and an idea of what to look for in the weeks to come. I'll post the phone number for the Ashland Senior Center on the login site where you come in. Remind you to please share this, follow and share this program with as many people as you can, because we want as many people ready in the event of something bad happening. Don't be a statistic, be a storyteller for how you got through. That's all I've got for this week. I've got things to research, things to put together. I hope you are staying cool. I hope you are being safe. And we look forward to seeing you, if not in class, then out at the range. Take care. The preceding program was a presentation of Retired Guy Productions.